Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. Good Wednesday to you. Sports Map Radio, it's Wake Up Call. All right, that might be good for you, but we got even a better good for you. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day is some early Oscar buzz.
All right, early Oscar buzz.
For an old familiar actor we haven't really seen do anything of substance in quite some time.
Are we talking about Brendan Fraser?
We are talking about Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, his new film coming out, The Whale, debuted and at the Venice Film Festival, and he received a 6-minute standing ovation, and everyone's sitting there going, you know what, it's in a remarkable performance.
Awesome. Yeah, where has he been over the last?
Well, I see. Years? I had the same question, and maybe that's bad on you and I because we had no clue about any of this. But he actually got blackballed by Hollywood.
He did? For what reason? Do we know?
Well, he came out because he was sexually assaulted by some of the Hollywood up and ups, I guess, or whatever you want to call them.
Oh, that's
so
too
he
bad.
Spoke out against them, and studios weren't hiring him for a while, I guess.
Man. He was a big star.
He was huge.
Big star. The Mummy. He was in all sorts of movies.
Yeah.
But
it said, there's like a whole litany of things because he had that going on. Then he had a divorce. He was battling some illness and his mother passed away. It was like this one tragic thing happening to him after another.
You know,
and just kind of quietly in the background.
I saw The Rock post something on Twitter where he was just so happy for him because, and this is a good lesson for all of us, when The Rock was trying to get into Hollywood and trying to, get some movies under, belt, one of the first things The Rock was in was the Mummy franchises, the Scorpion King. Remember that?
Yep.
And he said Brendan Fraser was so generous. You go on a set like that, you're brand new to Hollywood, you're going to get your acting career. You know who's the man, right? Brendan Fraser was the star. And he said, treated him great, gave him a lot of advice. And, of course, The Rock goes on to be a huge, huge cinematic star.
Even takes a role from him with the Journey to the Center of the Earth reboot.
Yeah, exactly. And he said, man, the guy couldn't have been a nicer guy to me and helped me on my way up and was just genuinely happy. Like, there's a lot of Hollywood people really, really happy about this. So I hope that works out for him.
Yeah, and I would be curious to see what happens. If he does get nominated, I don't think he's ever been nominated for anything except for, probably like MTV Movie Awards and probably Razzies.
Wasn't he? He was in School Ties. Remember
School
that?
Ties?
That
yeah,
that was a good one.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie. Good movie.
He did that immediately following Encino Man.
That's right. That's right.
Which is a far cry from those two characters are polar opposites.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't School Ties, didn't have a bunch of young people in it that ended up being like star? Like Matt Damon was in it.
Yeah,
and
Ben Affleck
was in it. And a couple of others that at the time were kind of the young
Hollywood. It was one of those obviously it's not that stereotypical high school comedy.
Right.
Where you have like a lot of those stars. But it is a high school movie. And you had a lot of young actors in there who went on to become bigger and better things.
Yeah. He played a Jewish football player at a private
school. At Harvard.
And they were there's so much anti-Semitism, but he was a football star.
Yeah, and he had to hide his Judaism.
Star David. Yeah, I remember that. So good to see Brendan Fraser. Yeah. My wife liked him in those Mummy movies. She always liked those Mummy movies when we were.
I thought you were going to say she liked him in George of the Jungle.
No, I don't know if she ever saw him in George of the Jungle.
You might want to keep her away from him.
Okay, all right.
He had a good physique at that time. Now he's in this movie, The Whale, where he's playing an overweight English teacher trying to reconcile with his daughter.
It's going to be an artsy movie. Doesn't it? We all go from good physiques to 600 pounds as we get older.
Exactly.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is the one glaring problem with LIV.
LIV Golf. Okay,
all right. So, there's a lot of glaring problems, right? But I'm just going to focus on the sports aspect of it.
All right.
And that's Pat Perez.
Okay, I want to see where you go with this because I've been seeing a lot of Pat Perez lately.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So through three starts so far, he has finished 34th, 32nd, and 15th, right? 15th being his best. But he has already won like nearly $3 million doing this.
Yeah, and because he gets money for the team, right?
Yeah.
The team gets money too.
And I don't know if I'm a fan of that. I'm glad that I think everyone needs to get paid, you know, and I'm glad the PGA is finally doing their thing to make sure everyone gets paid. But it seems like an awful lot of money for almost half-assing it, you know?
Yeah, it's but
and I know he's not, but he should be. I mean, should he be doing better?
Well, we don't know. You say that, but you're just being generous. You have no idea. He could be out there going, "It does not matter what I shoot. Let's just go play some golf."
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's okay, very true.
There's a difference for a professional golfer, there's a difference when they get to the ball. Like if you hear Jordan Spieth and Michael Geller talk, right, where Jordan's in the tournament, Jordan and Michael will just speak like, what do we got? Well, you got 172 to the front, 185 to the back, adjusted 26. And all right, if I take it to the left side, what got a slope of about 3, and then you want to make sure the bunker, if you can clear that, and they just go through this conversation. And then there are guys who are out there like not in contention, like, what do I got? 172 to the front, 185 to the back, 6 paces off. Great, 6 iron, give me it. And you go. And they just, or 5 iron or whatever it is, 7 iron. They just hit it. And so there's a difference. And maybe he's just out there going, man, what do I got? Let me just hit it. I'm playing golf. I'm making money.
Part of the winning team.
We get some putts to drop. We make some scores, whatever. But I was saying this before. I think that it's so different than contracts, right? Like we you know, Major League Baseball players get, you know, $30 million a year and they're batting, you know, 280 and whatever. But golfers, when they play like 3 events and they don't come anywhere near the top and they go, well, he made $3 million. It's like, oh, I'm with you. I'm like, that's ridiculous. But LIV Golf is really shining a light on why these guys went there in the first place. They can talk all they want, blah, 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 grow the game. That's all crap. The reason they're playing on this thing is that they are getting just a fortune to be a part of.
Oh my God, he's tripled his winnings in 3 tournaments, right?
And he's not the kind of guy that is like, to him, this money does put him in another level. Like, we all, like, there's Mickelson money, and then there's guys who scrap around on the PGA Tour, make $1 million, $2 million, whatever it is, but they don't make it consistently, and they don't make it enough to warrant the sort of extra lifestyle that they're seeing the stars make. I mean, Pat Perez makes $1 million, $2 million a year, whatever, playing on the PGA Tour.
Obviously, good money.
A lot of events, good money, obviously. A lot of events, a lot of taxes, a lot of people on the payroll, right? He's paying a golf coach, he's paying his caddy, he's paying all this other stuff. Sponsor money comes in, and he looks and Phil Mickelson's got a plane, right? Right? I mean, in order to have a plane, it's another financial stratosphere that you're trying to reach, right? Ice-T was asked on Twitter, why don't you have a plane? He goes, the same reason you don't have a plane. They're not cheap, right? Like, but when you see your fellow superstars making that kind of money, it's like, look, I only got one life to live. I might as well make this kind of cash. Well, like who's paying Pat Perez to play golf with this kind of money?
Yeah.
Like, I've never gone to a tournament where Pat Perez was the star golfer.
Can't wait to see Pat Perez tee off.
And he's like, they're paying me like I'm a megastar.
Like, I keep getting confused with, you know, the guy who does all the tabloid stuff.
Right, yeah. Oh, Perez Hilton.
Yeah, thank you.
You get his Kim confused with Perez Hilton.
Keep looking at doing a double take. Like, is that? Oh, no, that's the golfer.
No, that's the golfer.
Sorry.
You know, so... So in a way, I don't blame him. I'm still.
No, I mean, if he can go after and go get it, weird. But that's an issue, like, you know, with LIV. That's like, all right, well, you're kind of taking the sport out of it.
I'm going to tell you, I like golf a lot. I like professional golf, but Dustin Johnson went over the weekend. I couldn't have cared less.
Yeah,
I don't even know who he beat. Well, I know he did it with an eagle putt, only because I saw it on Twitter. I wasn't watching it. I wasn't trying to watch it. I wasn't trying to find it on YouTube. I wasn't looking at a leaderboard on ESPN.com.
No.
I couldn't have cared less what that event was.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up, too, is that because Pat Perez, I mean, he's literally riding the coattails of his team, which is Dustin Johnson, Patrick Reed, and Taylor Gooch.
He does nothing for it, but he gets a bunch of money for it.
Yeah, he just, you know, they keep winning this huge purse, this huge pot of gold, basically, and he's just like, yep, I'll take my 4th. Thank you.
I will tell you that Liv Jett going to these tournaments looks like it's a fun
thing. Oh, God, he looks like he's having a good time, too.
He's having a good time. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, I'm going to say this guy's name. I had to learn it. You've never heard of him, I guarantee. But his name is, I'm probably going to pronounce him wrong, but Jadeon, J-I-D-I-O-N, Jadeon. Okay. Gideon, who cares?
Right.
But he is a YouTube Twitch streamer. And he was
kicked. Oh, I definitely don't know who he is.
Yeah, he was kicked out of the U.S. Open yesterday, Tony. Why? Because he is a bit of a prankster and does these for his videos, and that's how he's amassed so many followers. But he was getting his hair cut during a match.
These things drive me crazy, man. These things drive me. You know what? It's not my generation, so I don't know. I don't know why Mr. Beast is popular.
Yeah, like, I don't either.
I don't get these things. And but like this Mr. One, Beast was, he had like thousands of people show up at a mall because he was opening up he apparently gives money away. And these YouTubers, look, there's only so much you can do, right? There's only so much you can do before you or somebody gets really, really hurt. Like there's only so many pranks and little things that you can do. I saw a story over the weekend where a TikTok influencer, whatever that is, she died skydiving. She pulled the parachute out too late. I don't know why she pulled it out too late. Was she filming it? Was she, I don't know.
Distracted.
Was she distracted? I don't know. Was she trying to film it? I don't know. But she's dead. She's dead because she wanted to, she was skydiving. She was part of the, it wasn't her first time. She was into it. She, you know, she went to the school and then she did all this stuff. Everybody said all the nice things you said. She had a number of jumps, but for whatever reason on this one particular jump, she pulled the chute out too late and it didn't catch. And she fell to her death. Maybe she, I don't know if she was doing something with the camera. I don't know. But one day these are all, like what else are you going to do? Set yourself on fire? Like,
yeah,
like
but this
what,
one,
what are we doing here?
But this one, see, what I don't like about it, and you know, if you have young people who are watching this going, oh my God, that's so funny. That's great. It's like, no. Here's the deal, right? People pay really good money. He's sitting just a few rows from the actual court and literally has a guy there, you know, who has a razor who's cutting his hair while he's sitting there during the match.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And there's people behind him who are like trying to look around like, you know, hey, buddy, you know, what are we doing here? And that's the thing that bothers me. It's like, okay, you know what? You do have to realize that, yes, I know you paid a lot for the seat, but there's common courtesy as well.
Yeah, you can't get your hair cut. God. But you know what? It's sort of a generation thing. You and I look at it, kids look at it.
Completely different.
They're willing to take the risk because there's no real consequence. They get kicked out, that makes the video even better.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And they're willing to get kicked out.
They're hoping to get kicked out.
They're hoping to get kicked out. So what happens is that if it's just minor sort of social awkwardness of having a security guard remove you from the scene, that adds flavor to what you're trying to do, and it encourages more people from doing those kind of things. Right? It's just, you know, that's what's going to be happening. Look at us sounding like fathers and old men.
Well, we do. It's definitely a get off my lawn moment, but
it's very get off my lawn moment. Look at us.
I mean, I have another one for you, but this is a little bit more of a debate. So I don't know if we want to go into it next.
You want to save it next for next segment?
I do, because this is something that's been building that's really starting to bother me.
All right. We'll have that next. On Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, that's Ron with two N's. And also, we're on Facebook at Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver, so you can find us there, too. It's Sports Map Radio.